So what Christmas season means to Padre Pio? And for a lot of us, Christmas has become a time of rush and preparation, presents, eating. But what did it mean for Padre Pio? So we want to get to the heart of this matter. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we present to you a series of very short stories on the life of our great saint Padre Pio, who was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and he was a great miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more about Padre Pio and to find out what his intercession can do for you. And we'd also like to thank our protected child of Padre Pio patrons for all of your help and support. You are making these videos possible, and we thank you again for your participation in this apostolate. And for those who want to join this protected child of Padre Pio apostolate, then just watch the video on the end screen. And other ways to help us on the apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. We also have a special Advent offer. We'll take your intentions to Padre Pio Shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo. And to qualify for this, all you have to do is subscribe to our channel if you're not already subscribed. And if you are already subscribed, then you can enroll your intentions. Just watch a video on the end screen. So there are two ways to qualify for this offer. And now we continue with our story. Now, Padre Pio celebrated Christmas with an incredible joy and devotion. And for him, Christmas was his favorite celebration during the year. And he wrote this to one of his spiritual daughters, and that was Raffaelina Saris. And Padre Pio said to her, "When the Holy Novena begins in honor of the baby Jesus, it feels as though my spirit is being born afresh," born again were the words he used, "to a new life." So we can see that it was not just the infant Jesus who was being born, but for Padre Pio, it was a renewal, almost himself being born again spiritually. This was important for Padre Pio. Every year, he'd go through the same process of spiritual renewal. And Padre Pio continues, "I feel as though my heart is too small to embrace all of these heavenly blessings. My soul felt as though it were disintegrating in the presence of our God who has become man. And this morning I received in a blog from a friend of mine the following words, that the seraphim in heaven, those are the angels that are right there at the throne of God, they are on fire because of their nearness to the presence of God." And it sounds for Padre Pio that it was similar as well. And so this is a time to draw close to God. How can we not love him forever with a fervor that never grows stale? These are Padre Pio's words. And he tells us also, "Let us open our hearts to the baby Jesus, whose soul was without the stain of sin, and we will taste how sweet and suave it is to love him, to love our God." We're seeing here what Christmas means to Padre Pio internally. And perhaps we can use this in a short meditation in our morning prayers. So let us just run through once again the heart of the message that Padre Pio gave to his spiritual daughter. And these are his words again. "When the Holy Novena begins in honor of the Blessed Jesus, it feels as though my spirit is being born afresh to a new life. It feels as though my soul, my heart, is too small to embrace all of our heavenly blessings. My soul felt as though it were disintegrating in the presence of our God who had become man. And how can one not love him forever with a fervor that never grows stale? So let us open our hearts to the baby Jesus, whose soul was without stain of sin, and we will taste how sweet and suave it is to love him." And Padre Pio's brother friars recall that one thing that was very important to Padre Pio was that the crib scene be placed directly opposite his confessional, so that while he was hearing the confessions, he could also focus and meditate on the crib scene on our Lord's birth. And so for Padre Pio, every Christmas was an occasion for spiritual renewal. And the Christmas season helped him and encouraged him to nurture within in himself unconditional love, both for God and also for humanity. So Christmas was not just about the presents and the gifts and the Christmas parties, but he also focused really on the greatest gift of our that our Father gave to all of us, and that was Jesus born in Bethlehem. And just a reminder, if you want your intentions taken to St. Giovanni Rotondo, to the shrine in St. Giovanni Rotondo, then you have to subscribe to our channel. And for those who are already subscribed, then you can just enroll your intentions. Just watch a video on the end screen. And please do like our videos and subscribe and share the videos with your friends and colleagues.